Thank you very much for inviting me into your church today. I've come up from Salisbury. A little bit of background about myself. My grandfather fought on the Somme. My father, like Harry there, went through the North African campaign, Desert Rats, landed at D-Day, first troops ashore, and fought through the Battle of the Bulge into the Rhine and over, and then sadly ended up in a Jewish prison war camp where he had to dig mass graves and bury some 5,000 Jewish people. So my old dad went through it. Myself, just spent 42 years service with a airborne unit, 42 years on the front line, and touch wood, I'm all in one piece except for a little bit of trauma, which you would expect from somebody who's been on the front line for so many years. When I left the service, and that service mainly involved in saving and protecting innocent women and children, except for the second Gulf War, which was a mistake, and that was because the Americans said that Saddam was about to launch millions of horrible weapons on us. When we got to Iraq on the second trip, Saddam could not hit a barn door at 50 metres, so it was a lie. And that was the only disappointing part of my career. Otherwise, it was looking after the innocents, and that I am proud for. So when I left, I started working for a charity, Blesma, and our charity looks after some 10,000 amputees who've lost limbs in conflict. Now, straight away you feel some sadness for those people, but after having worked there for 10 years, I only have admiration. Now, since 2001, we've had an increase of 700 wounded into our ranks from the latest conflicts, and mostly from Afghanistan. And because of the improved medical services and the speed of which the soldiers wounded on the ground, taken into Bastion in Afghanistan, lifted into Birmingham, a lot of these soldiers are surviving horrific wounds. And in my area to date, I have 36 triple amputees, all with loss of genitalia. And they're surviving those terrible wounds and living a life better than some of us are. They are very brave men. So what do we do in Blesma? It's a simple task. We go, we make sure that they've got the proper adaptations to their homes, whether it be stair lifts or bath lifts or ramps. We make sure they get the proper compensation, and if necessary, go to tribunal and make sure that all their needs are met. But more importantly, what we do is that we have a mentoring system where a triple amputee meets a triple amputee, a double, a single. So those alone know what it feels like to suffer from amputation. So my job is to make sure they're joined and look after them and take care of their welfare. So I cover the southeast of England, and in my area, which runs from Essex over to Southampton, across the M4 corridor, down on, along the south coast, Sheppard, down into the bottom end of Kent. In there I have 900 amputees and 400 lady widows. Now the reason I mention the widows is because when the old soldier fades away, it is our duty to make sure that that lady, that widow who's been looking after these old soldiers, sometimes 70, 80 years, and giving the love and care to those wounded, we then look after those ladies and take great care of them, and they become the member. So it's important that those women are not forgotten when the soldier dies. That's our job. And today, I'm going on from here to see, and this is a contrast with my work, a lady of 84 who was 10 years old in Sevenoaks, and she was in school, and a bomb dropped on the school and she lost both her legs. Now her name's Maureen Plant and lives at Kingsdown, just down the road here. And because she was a civilian casualty of war, we take care of those amputees who are wounded out of service. And she is a lovely lady. And when I leave her this morning, I will go and see a young lad at Shoreham, just down the road here, named Folwell, who lost both legs in Afghanistan. Now, my oldest member is 104, lives over in Dartford. He's a single amputee. The reason why we have so many triple amputees from the latest conflicts is because they're surviving. In Harry's time, those men who had those kind of wounds that they have today would not have made it and would have died on the battlefield due to shock and loss of blood. I've just come back from our home in Scotland, where I've just come back with 30 lady widows who we take on holiday. And to give you a flavour of what my week's been like this week, I just want to try and show you what I do on the ground. Last weekend I was at the Cenotaph and the Albert Hall on our Remembrance Sunday, where we had 80 men on parade at the Cenotaph, marching, mostly in wheelchairs. On Monday I was in Ramsgate visiting two D-Day boys, which in my area we have 400 D-Day men left today in their 80s and 90s. And then just down the road from the chapel I saw on Monday, I went to see a lady widow who just lost her husband from Korea, and I did a war widow's pension for her. Now, you may have heard the news that the government have decided that anybody who lost a war widow's pension from being remarried now will be able to claim that back. And Betty Gurney, the lady I saw on Monday, was the first lady I saw who was going to have that war widow's pension recovered. I then went down to Folkestone to see two D-Day boys and a chap who lost a leg in Sierra Leone, and spent the next 2 days in Folkestone, Dover, and over into Seaford, ended up in the Veterans of Blind on Tuesday evening. On Tuesday evening, I then went into Headley Court, where we hold a surgery every 2 weeks, where we meet and carry out the Armed Forces compensation claims and war pension claims for our wounded. And on Wednesday, I was at one of the recovery centres at Tedworth House in Tedworth, where we have a huge hub which looks after the wounded, the young wounded, where we carry out lots of work on their behalf, mainly recovering from post-traumatic stress disorder. On Thursday, I was in London seeing four members, two young, two old. And on Thursday night, I had the pleasure of being with Her Majesty, the Queen, Prince William and Prince Harry, who invited 100 wounded servicemen amputees and four welfare officers like me into the palace, where we had a very intimate thank you from the Queen and the royal family for all the work that we do with the wounded. And as you know, Prince Harry and Prince William very much into carrying on where their grandmother's, the work that she's done. And you all know about the success of the Invictus Games and our Paralympians. And I think, as a party told me earlier when I met him this morning, that the public have really got behind our wounded in the last couple of years, probably since 2001, when they realise the sacrifices that were made. So what I do is good, but because we are a charity that depends on donations, it's very difficult to raise money. Most of our money comes from in service, where, to give you an example, we just had the last troops back from Afghanistan, and a Rimi section collected all the spent sniper rounds, cut them up and turned them into cufflinks and sold them for £25 to everybody coming through Bastion on the way home, and raised £25,000 for our charity. So the in-service is very good to us because they know that we look after their fellow comrades who have been wounded. So we are always looking for money to take care of our wounded. And I know that some of you may feel that the government should be doing that, but as you know, it doesn't happen. And that's why charities like ours, who have been in existence for nearly 100 years, we were formed straight after the First World War, because when those soldiers came out of the trenches, they were issued a demob suit and told to get on with it without any chance of employment. So for 100 years odd now that we have been working to make life better for wounded servicemen, and today I can proudly say that when they are wounded, they are looked after by us and by the general public in their generosity. So I won't be able to stay with you anymore today because I have some visits. I've come from Salisbury today to join you, but I'm not going to waste my time by driving back to Salisbury without seeing members in your local area that need my support. So I'd just like to say thank you for having me into your church today. Thank you for Rosemary for keeping the links, and to the Padre. And I wish you well for the future, and I hope to see you again soon. Thank you very much.